This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 66, for Monday, September 18th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are weaker on Monday as vegetable oils move in the opposite direction of rising crude oil prices. At the final settlement, the November canola contract drops $21.90 at $742 per ton, and the January contract falls $21.80 at $750.70 per ton. An analyst says crude and vegetable oils should be linked to some extent, but now they're essentially divorced from each other. The Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are weaker on the day, while crude oil chalks up modest increases. While most of the prairies are to see temperatures range from the low to 20 degrees Celsius on Monday, there are some areas of the region getting rain. Otherwise, good harvest progress is expected to be made today. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher on Monday afternoon, with the loonie at 74.12 U.S. cents, compared to Friday's close of 73.93. While the western half of the United States Corn Belt received up to 2 inches of rain over the weekend, the eastern side got less than half that. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports a private sale for 123,000 tons of soybeans to China. The USDA also reports export inspections of soybeans as of September 14th are 393,000 tons, for a slight increase from the previous week. The USDA also reports export inspections of soybeans as of September 14th are 393,000 tons, for a slight increase from the previous week. Outbound movements of corn are also a pinch higher, coming to 642,000 tons, and those for wheat exceed 367,000 tons but fall back from a week ago. The department is set to publish its crop progress report later this afternoon. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday. The November contract gives up 23.5 cents at $13.17 per bushel. December soy oil drops 1.12 cents at 60.94 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal loses $4.20 at $387.90 per short ton. Corn is lower as its December contract foregoes 5 cents at $7.41.5 per bushel. Oats are weaker as its December contract tumbles 25 cents at $4.54. The U.S. wheat complex is also weaker as Chicago December falls 13 cents at $5.91. Kansas City December drops 11.5 cents at $7.35. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December retreats 13 cents at $7.76. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, September 18th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.